Jerry Bader Show, 1025, talking about a piece in the Wall Street Journal. Some welding jobs pay $200,000 a year. I'm not saying that's normal, but there's $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $150,000. Because, and I agree, a friend of mine wrote, we started, you know, when everybody was trying to get a deferment by getting into college to avoid the draft in Vietnam, we flooded the universities with an enormous number of students who were there to avoid the draft. Once the war ended, the universities had to find a way to support the huge increases in building and pay packages. That's when the idea of everyone must go to college started. I agree with that. And now we've completely, in high school, abandoned shop, trade, industrial arts. And as a listener points out, who would teach the vocational classes? Who would teach them? Well, one person wrote in, I teach machine tool technologies at a local technical college. I'm a journeyman machinist with more than 30 years in metalworking trades. I also have a college degree from UW-Stout. We need intelligent people in the trades and not just the ones that can't make it in college. I agree. And that's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean you're stupid if you choose that route. Absolutely. Arnie in Sheboygan. Arnie, go ahead.
I'm actually a two-year vo-tech of the trades. I'm probably about your vintage. But I have a family member who always was kind of a pleasant kid growing up, who's now a young teacher. And she bought into that mentality, hook, line, and sinker. At any rate, I remember when the Walker thing was going on, I remember thinking to myself, like, who does this person think she is? What makes her so important? Not to minimize what she's doing. I don't want her job. But, you know, to make our society work, we need the guy that rides on the back of the garbage truck. We need him just as much as we need a teacher.
Right. And I think, you know, an email I just read, Arnie, I think is important. That person doesn't have to be an idiot. That doesn't mean you're stupid. Because you go in, it means you're better suited for things. I have friends, family, in-law, thanks a lot for the call, that work trades. They're very smart people. Doesn't mean you're stupid. Doesn't mean you can't make it into college. Ryan on the road. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for your time. I got two views on this. Number one, I think that even starting in elementary school, all the way through high school and into college, I think our format for learning is antiquated. It's a lecture format. And I think what would be more engaging for me, because I didn't really, to be honest, I wasn't the best in my class. I wasn't the worst. But I wasn't really motivated to learn because I didn't know, why am I learning about physics? Why am I learning about math and calculus? Why does that matter?
Yeah.
And so I think the format, Jerry, that would work better is a project-based format where you work as a team and you have a goal. We have to do these things together with hands-on people, with computer people, with kids of all types get to work together and learn along the way towards a goal.
I got an email from a friend who says, you know, here might be one of the problems that we wait until high school to try to determine a student's inclinations. And you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are they better suited for the skilled trades? I mean, I know you can't get that out of a 10-year-old, but you can start getting some tendencies. Quickly to Marie in Green Bay. Marie, go ahead.
Yes, Jerry. There's a lot of advantages to the skilled trades besides not having to have maybe the higher college degree. The idea of being able to do your job and 8 hours you go home, you don't have the stress. A lot of people can't deal with the high stress of some of those high-paying jobs.
You know, that's a great point. And while I'm not wealthy, I do have a job where I work, you know, with my brain and my voice. And people, there are people, Marie, who would hate what I do. I take my job home. I take my office home and the laptop. And I'm on the job pretty much 24/7. I'm not complaining about it. Thanks for the call. I'm just pointing out that I'm writing and researching. That would be hell for some people. I love it. That doesn't mean they're dumb. In fact, it might mean they're a hell of a lot smarter than I am, for the reasons Marie just pointed out. It's 10:30.
Plays in my heart. I want what more.
All things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.